T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It is the story of a smart and reasonable woman trying to find love in a moderately priced hotel. No, we're not talking about Kennedy. We're talking about...
I don't go to moderately priced hotels.
She does not.
Very much.
Annie's obsessed with The Bachelorette.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Don't have an ad lib.
Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
Oh, I forgot, Annie. You know what I forgot?
Thank you.
There it is.
Sox hitting grand salamis all over the place. Celtics home opener tonight. B's back in style. Justice for the Revs. Everything's all gravy. But there seems to be one thing missing. And that, my friends, is The Bachelorette. Feels dang good to be back in the saddle. I did have to assert my dominance in the household last night and take over the TV as the Sox were going on the laptop. But you do what you got to do for the opening night of Michelle season. Our Bachelorette is the flawless Michelle Young. Michelle was a victim of Matt James' open eye kissing, if you know, you know. And we all know she deserves better. Not only do I love her because she is a teacher and uses her platform for good, she is a hooper. D1 can hit a mean crossover and break hearts. My kind of girl. The best night is always limo night. The guys try to impress Michelle in any way they can. Dad jokes, not wearing pants, or like my friend Rick, who showed up with his head on the platter.
Michelle! Hi.
I was trying so hard not to slam it back down in your face.
I appreciate that.
Oh my God.
You are stunning.
You know, nobody ever looked better than... you and a head of lettuce. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
My name is Rick. I want to tell you about the special tonight.
He hid inside the table as the poor woman had to roll him out,
yeah.
Took the thing out.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rick.
Yeah.
I would have simply knocked him out cold, but Michelle is better than me. My personal favorite, however, was Peter, the pizzapreneur.
Buongiorno, principessa!
That's supposed to be pizza?
Something like that.
I know that she's like a big foodie, which is great because, you know, I change lives one slice at a time.
Changing lives one slice at a time. That's my guy.
One kiss. Everybody knows the rules.
A man that caught Michelle's eye was Joe. He stepped out of the limo and she immediately recognized him, but couldn't figure out where she knew him from. Till she realized they're both from Minneapolis and she slid into his DMs to only then be ghosted by him.
I really cannot place you. I haven't met you before.
We'll see. Have a good one. See you inside.
Am I split into your DMs? Is your last name Coleman?
Yeah. That's me.
Joe, my friend, you got some explaining to do.
Bachelor producers, man.
I was surprised to get a few responses back, and then someone forgot to hit send.
You know, in that situation, in that time, I had a lot going on. I had a property in George Floyd Square, right 3 blocks away, and I had a lot of shootings, murders, and a lot of things going on where, you know, at the time, it just caused a lot of anxiety, and I didn't feel like I was in a place, you know, kind of, you know, open up to somebody.
We like Joe. We'll see if he stays around.
Okay.
And it wouldn't be night one without some drama. Bachelor producers, do not let us down, Dan. Let me introduce you to a man named Ryan. Okay. Ryan's introduction video was all about how he's a farm boy. And by farm boy, I mean he had a designer flannel on with 6 buttons undone and an ungodly amount of gel in his hair. Immediately did not trust him. My spidey senses were correct because Tayshia and Caitlin checked his hotel room Raider style and found some notes. Not just any notes. an entire syllabus on how to avoid being the villain and how to make the bachelorette like him. Socio status.
Getting down on one knee is a forever type of thing for me. And I got scared by the terminology you were using, and I felt like you were playing the bachelorette role with me instead of...
Oh, just, I loaded in wrong. So basically, in this, in the notes, what they find, it is, I'm not even kidding you, 20 pages of notes from people from previous seasons.
Wow.
On how to, what he did was he looked up the fact that Michelle's a teacher and pretend that you are really interested in that. Find out what her favorite food is. It was terrifying. Michelle wasted no time kicking him to the curb.
I am not okay with starting a relationship on red flags, and...
Just give me one chance to make it up to you.
You'll need to respect that I'm going to choose to listen to my red flags.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, I will be walking you out.
And you better never show your face around Quincy,
okay.
You hear
okay.
me?
Okay, come on, come on.
I'm just here for the fact that they flipped all their rooms like they were in prison.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That was a short-lived time for Dexter on the show.
So now that Michelle has cut the dead weight, it was time for the first impression, Rose. Nate the Great. Nate was confidently wearing a dangly earring, which means you must respect him. And I knew he was a pure and beautiful man. Michelle saw it, too.
Nothing but Nate. So.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, Nate.
Yeah.
Will you accept this rose?
Most definitely.
I feel what I came here to feel, and that's sparks, butterflies, and everything that you want to feel when you kiss someone.
I believe in love. Let's finish up with the rose ceremony. Little background for you guys. The producers make them stay up all night, so they're all delirious at the rose ceremony. It looks about 6 a.m.
It's really?
It's horrifying.
It's like Hell Week in the Navy SEALs.
It really is. They're forcing smiles. It gets down to the final rose, and Michelle is deciding if she should give Joe another chance or if the DM fiasco was too much. He lives to see another day, and don't you worry, Peter the pizzapreneur did too.
Buongiorno, principessa!
Might have to be my new horn for the season. So what's up for the rest?
Buongiorno, principessa!
Wait, here we go.
Buongiorno, principessa!
What's he saying after buongiorno, Annie?
Some peachy, peachy baby.
Peachy baby? Yeah, I have no idea, Dan. No idea. So what's up for the rest of the season, you ask?
She could be the one.
I'm in love with this man. You have to make a wish.
What if it came true?
I just have this weird feeling anything could happen.
Nate is a player.
You're an actor, and you've come on a reality TV show.
What are you talking about?
It seems like there's a rat in our midst.
I'm gonna keep exposing you. I'm gonna keep calling you out.
You're a clown. You're a clown. You need to keep your mouth shut.
Bring on the man tears, baby.
Woo!
Wow, good to have
Penny's
you back.
Obsessed, she gets the traffic right.
Skirt.
Penny's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Buongiorno.
Penny's obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
Buongiorno, Principessa.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.